The big badger nodded, smiling.
Step ashore, Major Cuthbert Blaindale Frank, and be so good as to bring your friends with you.
As two young subaltern hares assisted her ashore with needless gallantry, Tyria introduced herself and the Osprey.
I'm Tyria Wildlock from Redwall Abbey, and this bird is Pandy and Pike Talon of Green Isle.
The badger bowed solemnly.
Welcome, friends. I am Lord Mandoral Highpeak of Salamandastron. Come along, Tyria. Subs Quartle and Portan will attend you, though I imagine that fine Osprey can take ample care of himself.
They strolled toward the mountain with Mandoral and Cuthbert, chatting animatedly in the lead. Tyria walked behind, with the two young subalterns, who were obviously fascinated with the pretty young otter maid, both talked incessantly.
I say, Miss Tyria, are you actually a jolly good chum of old Bladengat's Blaindale?
Tyria nodded.
I am indeed, Porton. Why do you ask?
Porton grinned self-consciously.
No need for fool titles, ma'am. You can call me Porthers, net flipping great droopy as is Quarthers, what?
His companion made a swift leg, tripped and almost fell.
A tale of old blood and guts, eh? How many vermin have you slain between you? A jolly good few, I'll wager.
The otter maid shook her head.
None, really. I only met him a short while ago. But what's all this about slaying lots of vermin? I'd like to know more about my friend, Major Blaindale Frank.
The company entered the mountain through an impressively large oaken double door. From there, they went straight to the main mess hall. There was a host of other hares already there. The place was filled with noise. Long patrol members laughed, joked, sang barrack room songs, and banged on the tables, demanding dinner.
I say, wheel in the belly tucker before I jolly well perish.
Good show, old chap. You carry on and perish. I'll scoff yours and look sad for you later.
Where's that blinking grub swiper got to with our scoff, eh?
Let's casserole a confined cook. There's enough of that flipping old lard tap for two helpings apiece, what?
Oh, go bull your fat head, whoops minor.
Shan't. You go and toast your tail, chap Scott.
Tyria found herself seated at a corner guest table with their two subalterns. She ducked as a stale crust flew overhead.
Are they always like this?
Quartle denied the accusation strenuously.
Good grief, no, miss. They're pretty quiet tonight. I expect it's cause we have guests. Manners, you know.
Regimental Major Cuthbert Blaindale Frunk was seated at the top table with Lord Mandoral and some high-ranking officers. Pandion was nowhere to be seen. Tyria assumed the Osprey had gone fishing in the bay for dinner.